Dr. Olivero is dictating for March the 30th of 2023. The name of the patient is Adrian Ray. The last name is Ray, R-A-Y, and the first name is Alpha Delta Roger Oscar November, Adrian. Number one, this is a clinical case of an 86-year-old white male that is following this clinic because of the presence of CKD stage 3A. Period. This patient has a history of diabetes mellitus that has been present for 30 years. However, the blood pressure has been under control most of the time. Along with this, the patient has hypertension, hyperlipidemia. And we know that he has a diffuse atherosclerotic process. He has two heart surgeries. The latest laboratory workup is consistent with a serum creatinine of 1.38, a BUN of 32, an estimated GFR of 49, and without evidence of a proteinuria. There is no activity in the urinary sediment. I have to point out that this patient has been prescribed Jardiance and has been taking the Jardiance faithfully. Number two, diabetes mellitus. The patient is treated with the insulin. He follows the diet. And the hemoglobin A1C that was done on March the 22nd, 2023, was 6.7, period. Number three, arterial hypertension, that is under control. The blood pressure readings today, 136/73. This is a man that is 6'3", has a BMI of 30, may weighs 245 pounds. Following number, hyperlipidemia, that is under control. The total cholesterol is in... ...134. The HDL is 32. The LDL is 66. Following number, coronary artery disease. The patient has two coronary bypasses. The patient has two different operations for the heart and has seven stents. He takes a combination of Plavix and also is taking Eliquis 2 times a day. Following number, atrial fibrillation, status post-permanent pacemaker, following number, carotid stenosis that is followed by the peripheral vascular surgeon, following number, a history of pulmonary fibrosis, following number, gastroesophageal reflux disease that is asymptomatic. Following number, the patient has a polycythemia with a hemoglobin of 18. Following number, diabetic neuropathy that is managed by the primary care at the VA. The patient has peripheral vascular disease. He also sees Dr. Bhatt, B-H-A-T-T, in Lake Placid. We're going to give an appointment to see us in 4 months with laboratory workup. We invested 7 minutes a review in the labs, 15 minutes in the face-to-face, and 6 minutes in the documentation.